I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember the statement, "He ain't heavy, mister, he's my brother." I remember picking up a Boy's Life magazine that tells you how old I am, and reading in there about this little kid on the back of this big husky boy, and he's being carried. Well, most people don't really know how that all came about. The iconic words really have symbolized the boys, the spirit of Boys Town for decades. But many people really don't know how all this originated. But back in 1918, a boy by the name of Howard Loomis was abandoned by his mother at Father Flanagan's home for boys. We don't know why, but we can suspect that it was possibly because Howard Loomis had polio. Now, some of you young kids have probably never dealt with polio or heard it, but many of you who have or know about it know how heavy those braces that were put on the legs of these children when they were very young. And so Reuben Granger happened to be one of the boys that was at Father Flanagan's home for boys, and he noticed that Howard was having a very difficult time going up and down the stairs. And so Reuben, who was there, a rather strong and boy, would be carrying him up the stairs and down the stairs to meals. And one day, Pastor Flanagan happened to see him carrying the boy, and Flanagan, Father Flanagan, said to him, "Is it hard to carry Howard up and down these stairs?" And he replied, "He ain't heavy, Father. He's my brother." But the story doesn't end there. In 1943, Father Flanagan was paging through a copy of Ideal magazine. Now, I'm not old enough to know that one, though. All right? Through Ideal magazine, when he saw in there an image of an older boy carrying a younger boy on his back, the caption read, "He ain't heavy, mister. He's my brother." Immediately, John Flanagan was reminded of a photo of Reuben carrying Howard at a Boys Town picnic many years earlier. Father Flanagan wrote to the magazine and requested permission to use the image and the quote. The magazine agreed, and Boys Town adopted them both to define their new brand. "He ain't heavy," however, is relevant beyond Boys Town. At some point in our lives, most of us have needed to be carried by someone, to be helped by someone, metaphorically speaking. And at some point, we probably carried somebody else. We're human. We stumble, we fall. And so we should, as Christians, look out for each other and see if there are areas where we can help one another get through our Christian life. And so our text tonight is Galatians 6:2, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." What was that law? That law of love. We often focus on the one in this passage who carries another's burdens, and rightfully so, because that is the central teaching of the text. However, this evening I want us to focus on the person who is being carried. I want to focus briefly on him. That is to say, I want to briefly look at the one who is the recipient of the goodwill of another brother or sister. That is, the one who needs help carrying their burden. Now, I'm not doing this because I believe that we've failed in this area as a church, but rather to encourage us all to be more on the lookout for others who need someone to help them carry their burdens. So I ask the question, if this is such an important ministry in the church that Paul writes to the churches in the region of Galatia to bear one another's burdens, how can we practically do that? May I suggest to you three things. First of all, it goes without saying that we need to begin with reliance upon God in prayer. That's a given. But we also need to be open and to ask for help. Now, I know that's a difficult thing to do, as anyone who has been the recipient of benevolence can attest to. It's not easy to say, I need help. And yet it is something that God's people need at one time or another. Maybe you've needed help. Maybe you felt like you really didn't want to ask anybody for help. You've denied this verse in allowing someone to fulfill it by helping to carry your burden. Sometimes it's a financial nature. Someone is strapped for funds. Sometimes all is needed is a word of encouragement or a helping hand with a task. But if it's a burden that needs to be carried, we need to be willing to aid or reveal the need so that others may have the opportunity to fulfill this law of love in a very tangible and simple way. But not only should we make our burdens known to God and others, but secondly, we need to ask ourselves and search our heart and say, what keeps me from requesting the help that I need when this is a command of God to all of His people to bear one another's burdens? Is it pride? Is it fear of being judged? Is it being ashamed of being in that predicament? That should not be, because we are family, and we're not going to sing that. All right? But it's okay to ask for help. It's okay because there may be a need for helpful counsel that can prevent such reoccurrences in financial matters or personal conflicts. What if you have a wayward child? Some of you have wrestled with that. Do we simply try to push through and suffer quietly on our own? You know, gird up your loins, so to speak. That's really not the scriptural solution. We need to share our burdens so others can give godly counsel, assistance, and prayer. Do we have a distorted view of brotherhood and family in the church, so that we don't want to burden others with our burdens? Again, that should not be in the family of God. We're commanded to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So let me encourage you to share those burdens. Share those burdens with those who are part of your Christian family when you need help to carry them, because it is okay, and everyone has burdens. Thirdly and finally, are we aware that this is something that is actually fulfilling the law of Christ? There's no greater commandment than to love one another as Christ has loved us. He is our example. But what better way to demonstrate the love of Christ to another brother or sister than to help them carry their burdens? Do you remember how the early church handled the burden of a persecuted body? What did they do when the church was split, divided, property was taken from them, they were without food or without a place to live? What did they do? they sold what they had. And they pooled it together. And they all partook of all common needs. It was the church that bore the burden of their brothers and sisters. By their God-given love for one another, they sold everything that they had and held everything in common. And how did they reach out to care for those who were widows and orphans, to see that they were cared for? Did they not create the office of deacon to help in this area of need? Now, I must say that this congregation does a very good job in responding to the needs of others in the church. But we must know of the burden before we can respond. So let's allow our brothers and sisters to fulfill the law of Christ by loving us when we have a burden that we or the church cannot help carry. It was a beautiful thing to see how the Church of Christ responded recently to the need of support for Debbie Martin as she was burdened with raising enough money to go to Belize. It was so overwhelming that she finally had to tell us, "Stop. I've reached my goal." It may not be a large burden, but if it is a burden of heaviness to you, you need help carrying it, then God has brought that into your life for others to fulfill this command. And we ought to be able to react to that need if we know it. And if we cannot satisfy it, we need to get those people to someone who is capable of helping them. So thank you. Thank you for your love for one another and your desire to so fulfill the law of Christ. May you continue. And let's be open enough to share the needs that we have with others so we do not have to carry these burdens alone, because you're not heavy. You're my brother. Amen.